Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In this episode, I'm going to talk about the tohu wa, the tenses, tohu, symbol, marker, and wa, time. So time markers or tenses in te reo Māori, which are commonly used with our active sentence, our rere mahi. In te reo, there are six tense markers that I'll introduce anyway. And if we go on a sort of timeline, starting in the far distant past, coming into the present, and then into the future, this is what those tenses look like. And we need a verb to play with and also a subject or an agent to play with as well. So our verb will use haere, to go or to come. And our subject, we will use me, aho. So if we start with a very simple sentence, we're using a verb and a subject, the tense is going to precede the verb. Or the tūmahi. So we'll start in the far distant past. We're going to start with E. E is our tense. And we'll just look at how they translate. E haere aho. So we've got three words there. E haere aho. Haere, to go or to come. Aho, me. E haere aho would translate to I went. If we come further into the now, moving along that spectrum of time, still in the past, we might use ite. Ite haere aho. That's four words. Ite is the tense. There's two words there. Ite haere aho. That would translate to I was going. Coming further into the now, but still in the past tense, I'm going to use kua. Kua haere aho. Kua haere aho. Three words would translate to I have been. Or I've just gone. Kua haere aho. I've been or I've gone. Now we're in the present. And in te reo there are two present tenses. And to the vast majority of speakers, they don't differ in meaning. One is preferred over the other, though, in some iwi, in some tribes. So the first present tense is kaite. That's two words. Kaite haere aho. I'm going. And the other is e ana. And e ana is different to the other tense markers because it's separated by the verb. So the verb sits in between e and ana. E haere ana aho. Kei te haere aho or e haere ana aho would both mean I am going now. And the last tense marker that I'm going to introduce is ka for future tense. Ka haere aho. Three words. Ka haere aho. I will go. So from the start, I haere aho. I went. I te haere aho. I was going. Kua haere aho. I have been. Kei te haere aho. I'm going. E haere ana aho. I'm going. Ka haere aho. I will go. Let's change the verb and the subject. So we'll use kai, to eat. And our subject now is a person's name. And the person's name is Tamati. And before a person's name in an active sentence like this, we need a, the particle a. Going back to our first tense, I kai atamati. Tahiru atoru fa. E fa ngā kupu. So there's four words there. I kai a tamati. And that would translate to tamati 8. I te kai a tamati. Tamati was eating. Kua kai a tamati. Tamati has eaten. So remember, we're on that spectrum of time, starting in the distant past and coming into the now and then moving into the future. In the present, kei te kai a tamati. Tamati is eating. Or, e kai ana a tamati. Tamati is eating. And tamati will eat. Ka kai a tamati. The verb in our first example was haere. In our second example, the verb was kai. The verb does not change at all. It remains the same. Unlike English, eat, ate, go, went. In Māori, the verb stays the same, but the tense marker, which precedes the verb and sits at the start of the sentence, will change to tell you when something took place, something is taking place, or will take place. Now let's develop these sentences. If we go to haere again, and it was me who was going right. Okay, I'm going to go somewhere now. So we're going to add on to the sentence. I haere ahau ki te mahi. Ki tu te mahi. Mahi is work. And te, the, precedes work, mahi. Although it doesn't exist in English, you don't say I went to the work. You just say I went to work. In Māori, we do need the te there before mahi, before work. So we're going to use the same sentence, same verb, same subject. We're just going to add on a location. I haere ahau ki te mahi. I went to work. I te haere ahau ki te mahi. I was going to work. Kua haere ahau ki te mahi. I've been to work. Kua, I remember when I was learning, one of my teachers said kua will translate to have, has, or had. Kua haere ahau ki te mahi. I have been to work. Kei te haere ahau ki te mahi. I'm going to work. E haere ana ahau ki te mahi. I'm going to work. Ka haere ahau ki te mahi. I will go to work. Let's move now to our second example where we were using kai as the verb and tamati as the subject. Now let's add on an object. So tamati is eating something. Let's say te āporo, the apple. Te āporo. I kai a tamati I te āporo. Tamati ate the apple. I te kai a tamati I te āporo. Tamati was eating the apple. Kua kai a tamati I te āporo. Tamati has eaten the apple. Kei te kai a tamati I te āporo. Tamati is eating the apple. E kai ana a tamati I te āporo. Tamati is eating the apple. Ka kai a tamati I te āporo. Tamati will eat the apple. So, there's our introduction to the six tenses in te reo on a timeline from past, present to future. Remember active sentences, tense marker, verb, subject, object. And a joining particle is going to sit there between the subject and the object. It might be e, it might be ki, depending on what the verb is. And I'll talk about e and ki in a later episode. Nō reira, tēnā koutou e hoa mā.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.